Wimbledon winner Murray sheds tears of joy. Last year at this time, Great Britain's Andy Murray was in tears after losing the Wimbledon final to Roger Federer. This year there were a few tears as well, but they were tears of joy as the 26-year-old Scotsman held his nerve to beat world number one Novak Djokovic 6-4, 7-5, 6-4 in the blistering 40-degree heat of the All England Club. It was the first time in almost 80 years that a British man has won the host country's Grand Slam. Djokovic made a fight of it, and the match was much more difficult for Murray than the final score might indicate. Djokovic led 4-1 in the second set and 4-2 in the third, but unlike last year, Murray fought back to win both sets and the championship. "I've played Novak many times, and when everyone finishes playing, he will go down as one of the fighters," Murray said of his opponent after the match. "He did the same today, and that's what made it tough. I understand how much everyone wanted to see a British winner at Wimbledon, and I hope everyone enjoyed it." Djokovic had much praise for his opponent as well. "It wasn't easy. Andy deserves the win. He played incredible tennis. Congratulations to him and his whole team and the country. I know what it means to you all," said the Serb. "It makes the success even bigger as I'm aware of the pressure he gets. There are always lots of expectations on him to win this tournament. It's a great achievement." All in all, it was a perfect day for Murray. His only real mistake came after the match when he almost forgot to hug his biggest fan, his mother Judy. "No, I forgot," he admitted. "Then I heard her screaming behind me."